Vectis Radio, FM 104.6, the heart of the island's community.
We've got our third guest in now, haven't we?
We have. It's been a busy show, hasn't it? We have the lovely Danielle in from the Isle of Wight Council.
You're going to talk to us about the Short Breaks Fun Day.
That's right, yeah.
Yes, what is the Short Breaks Fun Day?
Well, we hold the Short Breaks Fun Day annually. It's going to be running on the 27th of July, so mm-hmm. that's the first Friday of the summer holidays.
Mm-hmm.
We run it so that we can promote our providers that hold activities for disabled children and or additional needs children.
We say it's a fun day. It sounds like some kind of outdoor event.
It is, yeah. It's held at Medina Leisure Centre Field.
Mm-hmm.
But if it rains, we will bring it inside, so it will always go ahead. It's running from 10 till 4.
Mm-hmm.
So there's free parking. You don't need to book. You can come along and have a look at what our providers can offer. Mm-hmm. We've got plenty of other activities as well, such as the climbing wall, bouncy castle, face painting, arts and crafts. So there's lots of things.
So you just come along with your children, have a look, see what's going on, and just generally enjoy yourself for nothing.
Yeah, definitely, yeah. If you want to. It's all free of charge. We have got an ice cream van, burger van and things, but the actual activities are
I think
are
you'd
all
get
free.
Leached if you didn't have an ice cream van.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Especially in this heat as well.
Yeah. So that's Friday week then. What is the Short Breaks thing about?
Right, Short Breaks is actually funded by the Early Intervention Grant. So we provide funding for local businesses and charities and individuals to run activities for disabled and or additional needs children.
Okay.
So it's through the Gateway Card scheme. So the Gateway Card is free and you can access that through our team, which is Short Breaks.
Okay.
You can do it online or a postal application.
Can you just... What's the Gateway Card?
The Gateway Card is each child that joins Short Breaks gets a card, and then they can access any of the activities that we provide.
Oh, right, okay.
Yeah, so it's a little photo ID,
and
it's free to join. If they do an online application, then the parents can attach the photo, so you can do it on your phone, so it's quite easy.
Okay, and so then they can turn up at any event that's running and be admitted,
right.
As it were.
Yeah, siblings can come along to some of the events as well, because I know that can be quite tricky if you've got two or three children. Lots of different events on, from sort of outdoor activities, arts and crafts. So we've got girls' nights, messy play, sensory play.
So
there's lots on offer. And we have an activity guide, which we can send out, or is on our website as well, so you can see how much things cost and when they're on.
That's excellent news, isn't it? Yes, I will deal with that in a second. The whole point of the fun day is to promote these sort of activities.
It is, yeah. We've got quite a few providers that are going to come along, so the children can really see what's on offer, sort of like a taster session in a way.
That's a good idea.
We've also got a lot of information stalls from local services as well, which are relevant to those families.
Right.
So it's useful to come along just to have a look. And the children have fun, so
they can find out things they may not already know.
Exactly, yeah.
So the Short Breaks thing is entirely for children with disabilities and to help their families to an extent as well.
Exactly, yeah.
And
the youngest age?
Is 0 to 19.
Oh, right.
Yeah.
Okay, and the range of disabilities can be anything?
It can, yeah.
Excellent stuff.
As part of the application, we wouldn't ask, obviously generally we would ask on the application, what type of disability or additional need, just for us to sort of gauge what's needed.
Yes.
But we would never, there's no sort of form you would need to fill out or any proof of anything. It's all children.
Okay.
It's just to give you a general idea so you can point them in the right direction.
Exactly, yeah.
So for the fun day, do you know who's coming in terms of the providers?
We've got quite a few. We've got Splat Messy Play.
Mm-hmm.
We've got the Isle of Wight College. They're going to be doing cake decorating.
Ooh.
We've got Time Taxi, which is our archaeology club.
Yep.
They're going to bring their own time taxi.
Ooh.
So that's quite interactive, so that one would be brilliant. We've got St Catherine's, they're going to be doing arts and crafts.
Yeah.
So we've got lots of people coming along. We've got Bodsters, they're going to bring some horses.
Oh, yes.
Mm. Yeah. And we've also, as well, got the Alloway Bat Hospital and Island Falconry coming, which is great.
Good.
So, yeah, we've got a number coming along. There is more information can be seen at iwhite.com/shortbreaks. That's got the full list of who will be there, what's going on in the arena.
Mm.
We've got some bits and pieces in the arena as well.
Wow.
And we've still got Danielle in, haven't we?
We have.
We're talking about the Short Breaks Fun Day and Short Breaks in general.
Yes, that's right. Yeah.
So the Short Breaks Fun Day is Friday week up at the Medina, the field at the Medina Leisure Centre.
That's right, yeah.
Which, if you didn't know where that is, it's more or less where the festival was, but a bit further up.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah, along Fairley Road.
Along Fairley Road, yeah. I think when we were at the festival the other week, we walked from the stage end to where the big top was, which was in that field, and it was a long walk.
It was, definitely, yeah. So where do people park to get their free parking for that field?
They can park actually in Medina Leisure Centre car park. It'll be free for the day for anyone, anyone actually attending the event. Yeah.
Okay, that's fine.
And how will anybody know that they are attending?
We've got stewards outside.
Okay.
You thought it all through.
No, you have to know these things.
Yeah, that's fine.
Yeah, Medina Leisure Centre have been fantastic in planning the event. Yeah, they're always really helpful.
Yeah.
That's good.
Yeah. That's good. So that's a nice sized field down there as
it
well.
It is, yeah. Mm. And it's nice that they've got the facilities if it rains that we can bring it inside.
And whip indoors quite quickly.
Yeah,
can't
so there's only certain things that can't come inside, but yeah, last year it rained constantly all day, so the event still went ahead and it was fantastic.
That's
good. I think it'll be fun.
Yeah, it's nice for the parents as well to know that whatever happens it will go ahead.
Yeah,
especially if they tell the children they're coming.
These short breaks, they're just for island children.
They are, yeah.
That's fine.
Yeah.
But I know presumably there are similar events that are run across the country, but
yeah, we've been working with other local authorities just to find out what they provide, and a lot have actually come to us for guidance on what we do. The short breaks does seem to work.
So, interesting.
Yeah,
interesting.
We've also got a short breaks lodge at Nose Point and a caravan at Lower Hyde that is available to book through the short break scheme. So if you have a Gateway card, you and your family can book that, and it's a much more discounted rate, and it's fully accessible.
Yeah, so it's all on the website. I just managed to get the page up. Short breaks caravan base at Lower Hyde, as you say, lodge at Nodes Point, and you've got some wheelchairs available at Dinosaur Isle.
Yeah, they're for the beach, the Land Easy wheelchairs, so they make the beach accessible, and anyone can use them.
Oh, that's good.
You know, visitors to the island as well.
Yeah.
You know, it's just trying to make sure that everyone can. We've got lovely beaches around this island, and
so the lodge and the caravan, they're for people who have additional needs or disabilities and their families.
Yes, that's right. Yeah, they sleep up to six for each of them.
Okay. So they are available through the short break scheme at presumably a discounted rate of some kind.
That's right. Yes.
Okay. That's worth knowing. And you've got portable hoists available at West White Sports Centre.
Yep.
Blue Sky Arts at Wootton Riverside Centre, which I know about, Newport, and the UKSA in Cowell. So those are things going on there.
And we have a hoist that you can borrow for use of with the caravan and lodge as well. So if that's something you need, we've got one that we've got ready to hire out.
Magic.
So it's lovely venues as well, really nice.
And you can find out more about all this stuff at the fun day.
You can, yes, definitely. The short breaks, well, our team will have a stall there as well. So, come along, have a chat.
Yes.
Oh, I think we will. We'll send somebody from Vectis Radio to come
and
have a chat.
That'd be great.
And we will be looking at that soon. So, so pleased that people take the time and have the money available to do this kind of stuff.
Yeah.
Because if you've got a disabled child, it's bad enough trying to entertain children during the summer holidays as it is.
Yeah,
you've got one that's got additional needs, you've got extra burden there.
Yeah.
And there's something to make it a little bit easier. That's excellent.
Yeah.
Absolutely. And
it makes them feel normal, for want
included,
of a word.
Included,
yes.
Yeah,
so there's loads of activities going on. You'll find out a load more about them on the fun day, Friday
week.
It's
just a brilliant thing, isn't it?
It is an excellent thing. So, more details on the iwhite.com/shortbreak site.
That's right, yeah.
If in doubt, we'll put links to that up on the Vectis Radio page and Facebook page to make sure people can find out about it. And you can come and see the lovely Danielle Friday week.
Yes.
And she'll be radiating sunshine at you, no matter
of
what
course
the weather
she will.
Thank you.
any details, they are a very helpful team. You can contact them anytime at County Hall and
sort things out.
Make sure you've got what you need, and if not, they'll no doubt help you to find it.
Yeah, if they've got anyone's got any questions or anything, they can call us on 823 168.
823 168, yes, and that will give you some help and advice and point you in the right direction. And the Gateway card, as you said, is completely free.
It is, yeah.
And again, you can do that online at theirewhite.com /shortbreaks site, and it's got everything there you need to fill in the card form and get your card to make yourself available to all these things.
Yeah, why not?
Why not indeed? Thank you very much for coming
in,
Danielle.
Thank you for having me.
And,
it's been a pleasure.
It's been a pleasure having you. We will put this all up on the website for more information a bit later on.
Vectis Radio, FM 104.6, Isle of Wight's community station.